Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant. Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin' edible floral pie. Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, recently, scientists around the world declared that human beings were no longer the most important species on the planet, because that honor now unanimously belongs to bees. So, congratulations, Mr. Bee. It's another worker. Oh, good. You hear that, fellas? It's a worker. I could have had class. I could have had a queen. But no. Ooh. Ooh. So, the very first question that arises when the discussion of bees begins is, are bees even from this planet? Because bees seem to resemble the Greek gods of Mount Olympus way more than flying insects. And that's because bees are the only species on this planet that do not carry any pathogens. Now that is a seriously mythological superpower, and only bees possess it, which is why I truly believe Bee-Man is the greatest superhero of all time, because you should see Batman when he so much as catches a bat cold. He's a bat mess with all the bat aches and the bat sniffles, which is why my money is on Bee-Man, because Bee-Man may float like a butterfly, but he stings like a bee. And Muhammad Ali predicts Bee-Man in 3. So holy Bee-Man, Batman. Ooh, ooh. Now, the reason why bees do not carry any pathogens is because bees are 100% pure electricity. And electricity does not carry any pathogens, because electricity eliminates pathogens, as in, so long, farewell, alvitas, and goodbye. Ooh, ooh. Because, and here's the point, even just a touch of ultra-low voltage electricity kills bacteria on the spot. Wait, are you saying that consuming electricity can eliminate bacteria? Precisely. And scientists around the globe have known this since the 1960s, that consuming low electrical currents of electricity will eliminate all bacteria, because you are what you eat. It's a fact. Seriously, simply tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. And my edible amigos, bees are 100% pure, unadulterated, edible electricity in a form that happens to fly. Ooh, ooh. And bees are always electric, because all they consume is edible electricity, just like Supergirl's nemesis, Live Wire. Now, Live Wire is a being who feeds off of pure electricity and is able to absorb vast quantities of electricity from external sources like edible flowers and transform her entire body into living electricity, just like bees. And because of this talent that bees possess to absorb vast quantities of electricity from an external source, in this case, edible flowers, and transform it into living electricity. And that's exactly what bees are. Bees are a flying form of living electricity, and they operate at ludicrous speed. But sir, no species on the planet can operate at ludicrous speed. Oh, really? What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken? Now, let me say this just one more time. Bees are entirely pure, edible electricity, because that is all bees consume. And bees have been consuming the prized top layer of edible electricity, which is really more like consuming a lightning bolt. And the prized top layer, the lightning bolt layer of edible electricity, well, it's only found in edible flowers. Because if every grape or tomato that we consume is really just a pulsating, edible solar battery, then every edible flower that we consume is an edible lightning bolt. And lightning bolts are concentrated blasts of power, four times more powerful than the sun itself. And that's precisely what edible flowers are, or that's precisely what food captured in its flowering form is. It's the equivalent of an edible lightning bolt, because food in its flowering form, or edible flowers, are the start of edible life. It's the moment of edible creation, or the edible Big Bang, if you will. And nothing is more electrical than that. Now, I know almost everyone out there has heard of the expression flower power. It was a slogan used by people who described themselves as hippies in the 1960s. But regarding edible electricity, when we say flower power, we mean the insanely vast amount of edible electricity that is waiting deep inside of every single edible flower. Because the edible electricity that is inside of every edible flower is the electrical force necessary to create new life. And nothing comes close to that. So eat as many edible flowers as you can. Eat violas, marigolds, nasturtium, calendula, honeysuckle, borage, roses, hibiscus, pansies, squash blossoms. Eat them all, because bees consume as much of this top layer, the lightning bolt layer of edible electricity, as they possibly can. And it is only found in edible flowers. So why aren't we eating the top layer? Why aren't we eating the lightning bolt layer of edible electricity? Because the food system is broke. It's completely broken. And the four food groups are completely wrong. They are completely outdated. And whatever we're looking for on the back of a package on a piece of food is absolutely wrong. All we need to know is how many watts or how many volts of edible electricity is inside the food that we're about to eat. And that's all that matters, because anyone can survive 21 days without food. And anyone can survive 3 days without water. But there's not a person on this planet that can survive 2 minutes without electricity surging through their bodies. So isn't it about time we reevaluate the edible food spectrum? And Nikola Tesla was convinced that there was enough electricity rushing through the edible flowers on this planet to power a second sun. And he believed bees were the key species in identifying all of it, because all bees possess something very unique. All bees possess antennas. Okay, so what? I have 2 feet. What does it matter that bees have antennas? Well, all bees possess antennas. And by definition, an antenna is a device that conducts electricity traveling through the air. And not for nothing, but the antenna is the most important component in any electrical system anywhere in the world. And bees possess that. And the antenna is solely responsible for the transmission and the reception of all electrical signals anywhere on this planet. And bees use their God-given antennas to locate all the edible electricity that's sitting here on Earth. And then they harness that energy. So if you want to track all the real edible electricity that is surging through this earth, yet remains hidden right in front of our faces because we don't know what we're looking for, then simply follow the bees, because they only fly where the top layer of edible electricity is. Bees only fly to get the lightning bolt layer of life. And we should too. Now, because bees are naturally equipped with God-given antennas, they were also blessed with an additional superpower. So holy B-Man Batman, as bees can see the invisible electrical current flow that surrounds every single flower on this planet. As bees can see the invisible static electric fields that surround all flowers no differently than Ken Griffey Jr. could see the invisible electrical field surrounding a looping 12-6 curveball. And it's a long fly ball. And get this one on a supersonic rocket ship, because Ken Griffey Jr. has just launched another one to the moon. And the Mariners will be partying in Seattle like it's 1999. So, 2000, party over, oops, out of time. So, that's it. That's a wrap on edible electric flowers, and I hope everyone out there listening knows how important they are to consume. But stay tuned for the next episode, when we continue to discuss edible electricity, its origin, and the gods of Mount Olympus. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in New York, go Yankees. Let's take home another World Series title. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer in the world, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And Goyo has boxes of edible electricity available, but you better get to him real quick, because there's a wait list and they are selling out like crazy. You can get a box every 3 days. You can get 2 boxes every 6 days. Or you can get 5 boxes every 2 weeks. Whatever you decide, you will feel absolutely electrified. And I have been getting all of your emails and your comments, and thank you. And do not stop writing me over at info@ediblehonesty.com. And for those of you who want to know where edible electricity, where you can get a box of edible electricity in your area, then email me at info@ediblehonesty.com, and we will make sure to find edible electricity for you. And do not forget to give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Martha Stewart, Cartoon Network, and whoever else. I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves. A syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time. Same edible station.